Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I'm Lucky.
Here I go! This hand of mine is burning red!
And I'm Michael. Realize the only ones who should kill are those who are prepared to be killed.
Johnny.
Your darkness swallowed up my son? Who decided that?
Erupting! Burning!
Now all of you.
Die.
Oh, you still can do the countdown, bro. You still can count.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, what's happening, everybody? Welcome back to Anime Casuals. I am Lucky.
I'm Michael.
I'm a Johnny.
And we make up Anime Casuals, and it is flaming hot over here in Texas. You know what else is flaming today? This freaking episode. We are celebrating Pride Month, and we're going to be talking about all types of flaming characters, as well as everybody else in the... there's too many letters in that. I'll be real with you. There's too many letters. We're just going to be talking about LGBT plus characters.
Plus.
I'm just going to put the plus after T. We're just going to put the plus after T, and you know what the rest of the letters are. Or maybe you don't.
Everybody,
and who knows?
Pick a letter. That's your letter.
Yeah, exactly. So hopefully we represent somebody out there. But this was your idea, Michael. Why don't we go ahead and start with you, man?
Yeah, okay. We're going to start with probably my favorite character of all, and hopefully neither one of you took him, because it is Mr. Two. Is probably like one of my favorite, gay characters out there. To be honest, he was a little confusing at first because I was like, I don't know who this character is. And to be honest, I've been watching One Piece a long time. And dude, that dude was probably out in the early like 2010s, maybe late 2000s. Yeah. At least definitely in the manga. And being like representative of characters like really early on, it really wasn't until like 2010, 2020 that you started getting an overwhelming horde of LGBTQIA characters plus. You gotta throw the plus
confusing,
in there.
Isn't it? It's confusing, yeah. Man.
And the reason why I like him so much is that beyond when he was a villain and called Mr. Two, and then when he, I think his like name is Bentham or something.
Bon Clay.
Thank you. Yeah. Bon Clay, and his whole arc inside the prison was so emotionally moving and really cool because it just shows like, when you have a character who has a lot of honor over anything else, then you have an amazing rounded out character because he fought hard against Luffy when they were enemies. And then slowly they met each other on another trip. And then they became friends when Bon Clay was like, oh, you know what? Hey, you guys escape. I will take the fall for all of you and pretend to be Luffy. And then he gets captured, thrown in an Impel Down, and then at Impel Down, he saves Luffy's life by bringing him to like the one place in the entire jail that could save his life. And then there's an even more emotional moment like towards the end when we don't know what happened to Bon Clay the entire time, but he's got a very expressive personality. Is not one of those characters that's like, I would feel like almost ruining representation. Because there's definitely like a good handful of characters in anime that's like, oh my god, like why do we need like an over dramatic version of a character representation in here? But Bon Clay is amazing and I love them.
So my first pick, man, trying to find these, I learned some stuff. I was like, oh, I didn't know they were gay, or oh, yeah, okay. You know, it was just such a weird thing. I mean, there's some in here that don't make any sense. I didn't find very good resources. I tried. But my first choice is going to be Leron Littner from Gurren Lagann. Mm-hmm. That was one of those characters. I just didn't know if they were just having a blast with life or if they were gay. I mean, either way, that's fine. You do you. But they always had a really fun little quips and little lines in Gurren Lagann. And I remember just kind of... You know, something could be going on, some kind of action sequence, and then Leron says something snarky, and it's just, it kind of throws that little bit of, fun into the scene. So, yeah, that's going to be my first pick, Leron Littner.
We love Leron.
Nice. Damn, bro. I was going to go with Leron Hubbard, but that one blows it out of the water. Shit, bro. Funny enough, I don't even know who the fuck that is. I've just heard that name before.
Next time, Lucky. Next time, you can talk about Lebron.
It's the mechanic in Gurren Lagann, if that helps.
Yeah. Well, no, I know who that is. I don't know who Lebron Hubbard is. Yeah, I have no fucking clue.
Next time, Lucky, we'll just give you a whole episode talking about Lebron Hubbard.
Everybody knows who Lebron Lindner is, dude. Okay? We just don't know who the fuck Lebron Hubbard is. Oh, it's the Hubbard's telescope? I don't fucking know. Anyway, we were here talking about LGBT plus characters. So my first character is actually one of... To be honest with you, I think he might be one of the most fleshed out gay characters in the sense that, like, his whole, like, the gay experience is actually highlighted in the show, which is Fire Emblem from Tiger and Bunny. There's actually a movie afterwards where we actually get to see him getting, like, really discriminated against by his peers. And it was one of the few times where we actually got to see, like, one of the more, I guess, extreme versions of that experience in there. You know, obviously there's the funny experience, like Lebron, you know, where they say the funny quips and everything. But then there's this, and obviously Fire Emblem's a hilarious character too. He's got the very effeminate voice and everything. You know, when you actually get to see this whole scene of him, you know, getting basically shoved out from basically society, his crush doesn't like him, you know, his parents didn't like him and everything. And then to go into, you know, where he is now as like one of the main heroes on Hero TV. If you guys have never seen Tiger and Bunny, go check it out on Netflix. It was just a really cool scene. And I wasn't expecting it because I had to watch it before Tiger and Bunny 2 came out because it filled in some gaps that I didn't realize were there. but yeah, that was Fire Emblem's just one of those really cool characters. Also, one of the most solid... people to go to for, because everybody seems to go to Fire Emblem whenever they need like some type of advice. Girls need dating advice, guys need, you know, just I don't know, figuring out stuff advice. So yeah, it's really a cool character. Fire Emblem, go check him out.
Yeah, I saw that character on the list and I was like, wait, are Tiger and Bunny in a relationship? Wait, who is? Because I saw Fire Emblem and I know Fire Emblem the game, yeah, so I was like, what is this? My mind was doing loops, going like, what is Fire Emblem, yep, the game? And there's a character called Tiger and Bunny. There's a Fire Emblem character in Tiger. I don't know. It was crazy.
Now you know.
It was a wild thing. Now I know. Okay, so I'm gonna go to my next one, and we're gonna go to Ronka from Oran High School Host Club, which is our MC's dad. And I would say this is one of those times where you could say Oran High School Host Club is a little dated. They drop a few words that are now like not cool to say anymore inside the show. But, you know, what can you do with older anime besides watch it, appreciate it for what it was, and then be like, ah, it's of its time. But Ranka's dad... I have to have massive respect because he like loved his wife so much that after she died, he was like, no more women for me. And, you know, I feel like for, you know, like all three of us would be like, no more women for me does not mean I'm gonna go start dating guys now. For Ranka, that involved an entire life change. I think Ranka was doing a little bit of crossplay before, but then after his wife died, it was like full blown, like, okay, I will go dress up as a woman and I will go to these bars and I will be my happiest, most amazing self that I can be, and no judgment from anybody. And that's like the biggest thing, is that Ranka does not care. They are like strong, independent, super person. And then handles both the mom and dad roles for his daughter. And I'm like, okay, you are like strong parent. You keep on going.
Dude, when you said crossplay earlier, I was thinking of Overwatch. I was like, yo, crossplay, man.
I was making a joke like, oh, playing with PC or console. my next one is going to be Soifong from Bleach. Granted, I guess this might be a little bit less gay and more just obsessive. I don't know. But Soifong was all over Yoruichi, like, all the time. And did her best to be everything Yoruichi was and better. And she totally gives off those vibes of just kind of wanting to I don't know if she wants to be held by Uruichi or just hold her. I don't know. She's got those kind of like creepy Dom vibes as I'm looking at this picture right now.
Is that next week's episode?
It could be. I don't know. It could be. But yeah, Soy Fong. She always gave me those kind of vibes. So
she definitely wants to fuck her senpai. That's basically
dude, no joke. Dude, and that's the thing with some anime, right? Is like. Like, we have so much of the brother who loves the sister too much. We got the sister who loves the brother too much.
Where's that episode?
No. You don't want it, Johnny. You don't want it. But this one is like, you love your senpai too much. And it's almost like obsessive to the point where it's like, do you know what love is? It's probably not, you know, strapping your senpai down.
Damn. So, okay, I have one that kind of goes a little bit off of Michael's, which is Ivankov, who is also from One Piece. You know, this is very strange. It was one of those things where I made fun of it at first, and then we're kind of living in it now. Now, I don't know what y'all's beliefs are, whatever, it doesn't matter, just throw it out the window. But Ivankov does this thing where he puts hormones into people and can manipulate what, and also he turns himself into a woman sometimes to do like different battle forms and stuff. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. Like, I thought that was like really crazy when I first saw it in the show, and now we're doing it like in real life. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, that's kind of like people take, and if you think about it, people take HRT, hormone replacement therapy, TRT, testosterone replacement therapy, all that other stuff. You know, and even like, you know, some women take estrogen, like after they go through menopause and stuff. And this dude is just full on, like, he saves Luffy from a life-threatening, like, fucking poison that would kill pretty much anybody, through like hormones and stuff. And, you know, also, obviously he is the, I don't know if we could, like, king of the queers. Like, I've heard that term thrown around, queer, which is part of the Q, LGBTQ plus. So hopefully I'm getting that right.
Nakama, you know,
man! Yeah, obviously very over-exaggerated, which, I mean, to be fair, a lot of anime is going to be like that, right? We talked about Leron earlier and all that other stuff. So we're, even us trying to get into this subject was actually really hard for me because I was like, I got to try and find like something here. And so, but I will say this, Ivankov does prove himself like a lot throughout the series, helping Luffy through basically that whole arc. And really, obviously, teaching Sanji how to do a new move by running away from them. But still taught him. So, yeah. But yeah, I've always liked Ivankov. And I actually do hope that we get to see a little bit more of their character development as we go on. Because they're definitely one of those ones where I want to hear what led them to getting that big of a head and other things, you know.
Beast hung them.
Oh my god. That's spoilers, bro. Come on.
I do like the whole thing that, like, when you got into the jail, like, when you first met Ivankov, it was like, hey, you're just not a man or a woman. You're whatever you want to be. And it was like, express yourself. And there was like a stereotypical, like, dude who's like, I'm big and beefy. I'll never like you all. And that's like when people start dropping derogatory terms, like, left and right. Yeah. And then it was like, no, nope, you're a woman now. And they're like, oh, I love myself. And I'm like, yup. too many people just going, yeah, I would be a woman for 24 hours. That's, you know, push the button. Let's try it out.
Dude, that rave scene though, really, that rave scene made me feel like I was tripping so hard. I was, dude, they kept showing the dude with the bunny ears and shit. And I was like, bro, this is, the fuck did I just go into? So that's what we're talking about with exaggerated. Obviously, not all gay people do that shit. You know what I mean?
Exactly,
like, so gay people would look at that and be like, dude, I don't even see that shit like in raves. What the fuck is going on?
So I'm going to leap into an anime adjacent category real quick.
You son of a bitch.
And we're going to jump into Persona 4 for a second.
Never mind. That's fine.
All the Persona games, if you don't know them, they're all just like JRPGs, and there's some big crazy thing happening in the city, and then you have to jump into the other world and like fight people's personalities and their innermost fears to save them. So in this, in Persona 4, you would basically be leaping into your companion's like dungeons and be like finding out like their deep personality and their insecurities and then helping them get through it. And Kanji Tatsumi is a character who is basically learning to accept himself and coming out as gay eventually. I don't know 100% if they ever say it directly in the game, but it is just like, it's like the most over implied thing throughout the entirety of his dungeon. And the entire time he actually develops a crush on the main character and like has to try to come out to himself, but also to the character at the same time and accept it. But he's such like a stereotypical character to be like a punk character going like, no, I'm hard. Like I could never be like that. And it's really exciting to watch him come out on his softer side throughout the game and really kind of go be like, oh, I can accept both my hard side and my soft side and be okay with both of them. So kind of like what Lucky was saying with Fire Emblem, it's you kind of get a small glimpse into the experience that somebody else might have that you like, especially if you're straight, you won't really quite understand for yourself, but you can try to understand somebody else's story.
Nice.
Yeah. The game's also really good. You should play it.
We're not gaming casuals, you son of a bitch.
Not yet.
Coming soon. No. So my last pick, I'm actually going to go with one that, I don't know. The list I found has such a range of different characters. It's kind of ridiculous, and I can't take it seriously. But my character I'm going to choose is Chizuru from Bleach, another Bleach one. She is the girl who was constantly trying to grope Orihime. Apparently, she is a lesbian.
Yeah, well, you know,
I thought it was just the universal love of boobs, but I mean, whatever, that's fine too.
Yeah, well, yeah, Johnny. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's what my list said, you know, and I got to trust that like a Bible. So, yeah.
I mean, she loved Orihime.
She did. She really did. I mean, it was all the time. And I'm proud of her for standing up for what she wants. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, Johnny, I have like faint memories of her going like, oh, yeah, I just want to tie you up, you know, mm-hmm. you know, we'll have fun together. And she's like, Orihime's like, ha ha ha. And I'm like, no, that's serious. You should pay attention to that kind of stuff. That's a very creepy thing to say.
Yeah, she was very casual about her coming ons.
Johnny, are you just picking all doms? Is that what your list is?
I just took a picture of like a million different pics, to be honest, because I didn't know.
Damn, I mean, I've got all those pics are in your phone now forever.
No, but I mean, like, there's Major Armstrong on one of these. You can't see it on the phone. I'm like,
Okay. Lucky, you drop yours, and then maybe we can have a quick discussion about that. Because, like, some of the lists I found, I was like,
Yeah, okay, that's fine to discuss. I mean, I say we just do a lightning round real quick and then just talk about our problems with trying to find this shit. One that I thought you were going to choose for sure, Michael, although I think you talk about him just so much that you probably were like, all right, whatever. Toru, and obviously we have Miss... Oh my god. It's been so long. Yeah, thank you. I was like, dude,
Toru's
been
on
so
my
long.
List. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, all right, he's going to talk about it at some point. But Toru from Mrs. Kobayashi's Dragon Maid, probably one of the better one. I remember I was actually talking to a lesbian one time and she was mentioning how she really liked it, but obviously it's like how come it has to be like such a fantastical thing for there to be like a lesbian girl that loves somebody, that kind of shit. Then we have a Bulat from Akame ga Kill. Not kind of implied more, but mm-hmm. I could definitely see it. And then let's see, Puri Puri Prisoner. there was, you know, it's funny. Even though he's over exaggerated, there was one time where like these two guys run from him, and he feels really sad. And I was like, that kind of sucks. I mean, granted, he's a little rapey, but yeah,
he is. That is true.
Yeah. So I mean, I can see why they ran. Also, he's humongous. He's fucking huge, and he's always naked. Bob from I was gonna say Bob's Burgers. That's not right. That's not him.
Kids in that one.
Yeah, he has kids and a wife in that one. But yeah, you know, sorry. Come out whenever you want.
Never mind. Wrong fan fiction. Bob. He's the fucking guild leader of the Blue Pegasus from Fairy Tail. He's the bald person, and he runs a group of people that are really like strong on the ladies, but you know he's kind of lives this very ambiguous life. So he's always wearing this skirt and everything, you know, dress and everything. So yeah, I've always liked him. He's always been like very mysterious to me to a certain degree. And then I had to give a shout out to Yuma and Hotaru from Netsuzo Trap. This is probably the first Yuri anime that I ever saw, and I saw it with Johnny. We're gonna get into this later. Very like kind of, oh, sorry, it's not technically, yeah, it is Yuri. very a little bit rapey, and I feel like that's what a lot of these fucking Yuris do for some reason. But they were lesbians, so it was okay. Anyway, Michael, go ahead and
okay, I'll get through mine real quick. We got Ymir from Attack on Titan. Again, not one that's 100% confirmed. So I actually tried to stay away from the ones that like didn't just come out and say it. Like yeah. Toru, obviously, like she's like, I love you, Kobayashi. And it's like, but she never goes, I only like girls. Like she just is in love with Kobayashi. So I'm in like, who knows like exactly what sexuality she's dealing with. Ymir does the same thing where she's like over obsessive with Historia. And then, you know, Historia?
Christy, I don't know what the fuck her name is, dude, to be honest with you.
Karen. Okay.
Karen, there you go.
We have, his name's Kawaru from Evangelion. Mm-hmm. He is like a very strange angel that pops up in Evangelion. And I say strange because that entire line when he comes in is very weird. Because there's a lot of strange flashbacks and like intense imagery that goes throughout it. But basically this guy falls in love with Shinji and Shinji like is really happy with him. And it like is kind of a same sex male couple that happens. But then you find out that he's an angel and not like things are not flowing as much. And Shinji's like, I don't know how to deal with you. We have possibly Ryoko and Mako. There is not a 100% confirmation that they are dating, but they do go on a date at the very last episode of Kill la Kill. Mm-hmm. We have Kiku Nojo from One Piece. That is the guy, yeah. the girl that Lucky called out hella far. It was like, I bet you she's a guy. And you know what? Lucky was absolutely right. But you know, they're happier in their kimono. So, you know, happy, happy days. And then probably my favorite couple of all times is Yuri and Victor from Yuri on Ice. By far, like, a very healthy couple, a very steamy couple. Like, they, like, Victor constantly is like, hey, I'm going to bang you, and it's going to be okay. And then Yuri's like, well, I don't know about that. And Victor's like, no, it's definitely going to happen, and I'm, like, already on top of you right now. Come take a naked hot tub bath with me and we'll have good times. And you know, that's one of the few Yuris, I almost said Yowies. That's one of the few like shows that I've watched where I was like, oh, this is a very healthy couple. And even like, no matter what kind of relationships out there, whatever letter is assigned to you, or even if you're like a typical, if you follow norms or whatever, you know, there's not a lot of healthy relationships in anime, and it's good to see healthy relationships in anime. Especially when you've got, like, quote-unquote, like, you know, people who are, you know, dominating others and taking advantage of others. Especially when you got, like, Redo Healer out there. I mean, like, we like to see healthy couples. More of those, please.
Exactly. So what were some of the challenges that we all faced when getting to this? Because I think one of the first ones that we mentioned was there was a lot of like implied stuff that happened, but not all of it was like very like in the anime and stuff. Like you had mentioned Kill la Kill, that kind of stuff. But what were some other problems that you guys had trying to get this list together?
Assumptions from people who are making lists. That's the big thing. It's like, there's actually an LGBTQIA wiki for these characters who actually dive into exactly what their label would be, and then like described it. And I was like, oh, I really appreciate that. But then there's other people on lists who were like, you know, I think this character because they kind of like this one girl. It's like, okay, like they could be friends, they could be in an intimate relationship, but you just don't know.
Yeah, they're reaching.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like you don't know what their letter is, you don't know what their sexuality is, and like that's a huge issue sometimes when you're just assuming away at an anime. But you know, like with the Ymir one, like it was never explicitly said, but they do come out and say, like the series creator or like the series producer basically came out and say, oh, they are a same-sex lesbian couple. It's like, oh, okay. Like, cool. Thank you for like confirming that for us.
Well, at least that one was heavily implied.
Exactly.
Heavily implied, you know?
So. Yeah. And they're relying on each other and stuff like that. But assumptions is like the number one big one that I had problems with. Cause I was like, I don't feel comfortable putting on the list unless it's like confirmed in some way. Cause then I'm assuming. I don't know. Johnny, do you have any issues?
I mean, it was basically the same thing. I mean, one list I found was, I mean, half of them are reasonable just because I mean, like with some of my picks, just if you kind of felt the vibe, it just kind of made sense. But then I found another list that was just, it almost felt like it was just trying to make people gay or just, I don't know. Is it like my list said Mr. Popo because he stays home and he cleans and he worries a lot. And I was like, I don't know. That doesn't really mean anything. Another one was Zorro, just because yeah. He's constantly running away from women.
What the fuck was that one, dude? That was so stupid. I was so disappointed with that.
Like, I had to take some of these just because I was like, these are just wrong. Whis from Dragon Ball Super, I actually don't know. That could be. They're angels. I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. It was just a difference of like one list and gave me a bunch of choices, but no reasons, even though they kind of, I could infer. But the other list was just trying to find ways to make people gay. I mean, like Zarbon wearing tights, I don't know, maybe?
Not the dude from the Ginyu, not the Ginyu Force, but the...
Like he's the guy that transforms into the ugly thing.
Yeah.
From Dragon Ball Z. Yeah, they were like, he wears tights, so...
See, that's just focusing on, like, bad stereotypes. What the hell?
Yeah, that's one of the worst parts about, like, a lot of this stuff is it's usually... I mean, listen, I don't mind exploiting stereotypes for funny shit, dude. It happens all the time to everybody. Mm-hmm. But when there's, like, nothing out there, like, and that's why I think we were, like, praising... you know, me and Michael in particular were praising, I think is... Can't remember what their name was now that I'm thinking about it, but the person from Blue Period on there, and you know, we got to see like an actual like experience, and I think that's what's important about this, and I think that's why we you know, do things like this during Pride Month and everything, is to remember that you know, we're all human, we all go through human experiences. Mm-hmm. You know, white, black, whatever you are, or whatever sexual orientation you are, we do face discrimination in some ways. And it's always important to include those people in the discussion of what we're mm-hmm. doing. And so, you know, and that was one of the hardest things of trying to do this list for me, was trying to actually, you know, find people that, that's one of the weird, you know, things why I don't watch a whole lot of Yuri anime, is it always exploits the terrible stereotypes of things, right? It's never just a normal, like, oh, like I bumped into you moment, or like the usual romance tropes that we'd use in heterosexual couples, which happens all the time to gay people in real life, right? They meet at the gym, they meet at, you know, they meet somewhere else. Instead, it's usually just like an all-boys school, and then they just happen to meet each other or something like that. Yeah. Or,
are you saying they're normal people?
It's crazy, dude. It's just...
Oh, that's absurd. Oh, what are you doing?
Oh, my God. My brain's going to explode. Before my brain explodes, remember, guys, you can check out All Things Casual at the link tree in the info box down below. Also, if you'd like to email us, you can email us at animecasuals@gmail.com. Also, leave a comment down. Let us know what your story is, if you feel comfortable doing that, or just email us that. Or let us know some of your characters as well. I'm sure we missed a lot of them out there. It was a really hard... for me to even pick my brain to come out with these ones. So, but as always, guys, don't forget to keep
it
casual.
Happy Pride Month, everybody.
Happy Pride Month.
Thumbs up.